Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 8, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand a number of expressions telling about what you've done and how long you did it. You also learn some expressions used in talking about military service. Before you go on to learn how to say these things, check your understanding of them. Put the following sentences into English. Number 1.
你今天还有课吗?
Do you have any more classes today?
没有课了。
I don't have any more classes. Number 2.
你从前念英文念了多久?
How long did you study English?
我念英文念了四年。
I studied English for 4 years. Number 3.
你念法文念了多久了?
How long have you been studying French?
我念了一年了。
I've been studying it for 1 year. Number 4.
去年我还不会写中国字。
Last year, I couldn't write Chinese characters.
现在我会写一点了。
Now I can write a little bit. Number 5.
你父亲是军人吗?
Is your father a military man?
是,他是海军军官。Yes,
he's a naval officer. Number 6.
我今天不来了。
I'm not coming today.
我病了。
I'm sick. Number 7.
今天好了吗?
Are you better today?
今天好了。
I'm all right today. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them, you should begin learning how to say them. Listen to this first exchange. Clara Matthews and Chen Dagang are talking after class.
你今天还有课吗?
没有课了。
Repeat the word for class.
课。课。课。
Repeat, I don't have any more classes.
没有课了。没有课了。
The marker le in this sentence is the marker for new situations. When new situation le is used with a negative verb, the result is a sentence conveying the idea of not anymore. Repeat again, I don't have any more classes.
没有课了。没有课了。
In previous units, you learned that the negative prefix ne never occurred with the marker le. While that is true for most verbs, the verb yo is an exception. Other verbs negated with bu occur with new situation le to give the idea of not anymore, or 不念书了, I'm not going to study anymore. Since the verb yo never takes the negative prefix bu, you hear the prefix ne along with the marker le in expressions such as 没有了, there is no more. How do you say, I don't have any more classes?
没有课了。
How would you say, he's not coming anymore?
他不来了。
How would you say, she's not going to study anymore?
他不念书了。
Try responding in the exchange yourself now. When asked if you have any more classes, answer that you don't.
你今天还有课吗?
没有课了。
Again.
你今天还有课吗?
没有课了。
Since Clara Matthews and Chen Dagang have the rest of the day free, they are going to visit the Palace Museum. On the ride out to the museum, they talk.
你从前念英文念了多久？
我念英文念了六年。
When you want to ask someone how long they did something, you first state the activity you're asking about, then you repeat the verb and ask how long. Repeat, how long did you study English?
你念英文念了多久？你念英文念了多久？
Notice that any aspect marker, such as the marker lo for completed action, follows the second verb in the question. Repeat again. How long did you study English?
你念英文念了多久？你念英文念了多久？
If you want to make it even more clear that you're asking about a completed action here, you can add the adverb 从前 formerly or in the past. Repeat, how long did you study English?
你从前念英文念了多久？你从前念英文念了多久？
Notice that any adverb of time, such as 从前, comes before the first verb in the sentence. Try asking the question yourself now. Ask,How long did you study English?
你从前念英文念了多久？
我念英文念了六年。
Again.
你从前念英文念了多久？
我念英文念了六年。
Listen as the conversation continues.
你现在念什么呢？
我念法文呢。
Repeat the word for French.
法文，法文，法文。
Repeat, I'm studying French.
我念法文呢。我念法文呢。
The marker ne is used to indicate an ongoing activity. Take the part of 陈大刚 and answer the question. Say that you're studying French now.
你现在念什么呢？
我念法文呢。
Again.
你现在念什么呢？
我念法文呢。
Claire has another question. Why?
你念法文念了多久了？
我念了一年了。
Repeat, how long have you been studying French?
你念法文念了多久了？你念法文念了多久了？
In this question, you're asking about the duration of an ongoing action. You've seen this before in questions such as 你来了多久了, where the marker le for completed action follows the verb, and the marker le for new situations comes at the end of the sentence. Repeat the question again. How long have you been studying French?
你念法文念了多久了？你念法文念了多久了？
Notice again that the aspect markers come in the second part of the sentence. Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
你念法文念了多久了？
我念了一年了。
Again.
你念法文念了多久了？
我念了一年了。
Here's a short review. How do you ask, how long did you study English?
你从前念英文念了多久？
How do you ask, how long have you been studying French?
你念法文念了多久了？
How would you say, I studied history for 2 years?
我念历史念了2年。
How would you say, I've been studying Chinese for 2 years?
我念中文念了2年了。
Now, 陈达刚 has a question for Clara. Listen.
你会写中国字吗？
会一点。
Repeat the expression a little bit.
一点，一点，一点。
Repeat, I can a little.
会一点，会一点，会一点。
Try answering the question yourself. Say you can a little.
你会写中国字吗？
会一点。
Again.
你会写中国字吗？
会一点。
Now let's take a look at the question. Repeat the verb to write.
写。写写
Repeat Chinese characters
中国字中国字中国字
Repeat Can you write Chinese characters?
你会写中国字吗？你会写中国字吗？
As an auxiliary verb, 会 can, comes before the main verb 写 to write. Try asking the question yourself now. You'll get a reply. Can you write Chinese characters?
你会写中国字吗？
会一点。
Again.
你会写中国字吗？
会一点。
Clara, continue.
去年我还不会写，现在我会写一点了。
Repeat, last year I couldn't write them.
去年我还不会写。去年我还不会写。
Notice that even though you're talking about something that happened last year, the negative marker 不 is used. As a state verb, 会 can only be negated with 不. Repeat again. Last year, I couldn't yet write them.
去年我还不会写。去年我还不会写。
Notice also the use of the adverb 还, which can mean yet.The adverb 还 is used in this sentence to emphasize the fact that even last year she couldn't yet write Chinese. The use of 还, like the use of yet in English, leaves you expecting some change in the situation. How do you say, last year I couldn't write them?
去年我还不会写。
Now repeat, now I can write them a little bit.
现在我会写一点了。现在我会写一点了。
The marker le in this sentence is the new situation marker, signaling the change in her learning to write Chinese characters. The marker le for new situations always goes at the end of the sentence. Repeat again. Now I can write them a little bit.
现在我会写一点了。现在我会写一点了。
Notice that there is no equivalent of the word them in the Chinese sentence. You're actually saying, now I can write a little bit. The context makes it clear that you're referring to Chinese characters. How do you say, last year I couldn't yet write them? How do you say, now I can write them a little bit? Here's a quick vocabulary review. What's the word for French?
法文
What's the word for class?
课
What's the verb to write?
写
How do you say Chinese characters?
中国字
Later in the conversation, Clara asks,
你父亲是军人吗？
是，他是海军军官。
Repeat, military man.
军人，军人，军人。
Repeat, is your father a military man?
你父亲是军人吗？你父亲是军人吗？
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. Is your father a military man?
你父亲是军人吗？
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply. Is your father a military man?
你父亲是军人吗？
是。他是海军军官。
Again.
你父亲是军人吗？
是，他是海军军官。
Now let's take a look at the answer. Repeat, officer.
军官，军官，军官。
Repeat, navy.
海军，海军，海军。
Repeat, naval officer.
海军军官，海军军官。
Repeat, he's a naval officer.
他是海军军官。他是海军军官。
Repeat, yes, he's a naval officer.
是，他是海军军官。是，他是海军军官。
Try answering the question yourself now. Say that he's a naval officer.
你父亲是军人吗？
是，他是海军军官。
Again.
你父亲是军人吗？
是，他是海军军官。
What's the word for officer?
军官。
What's the word for military man?
军人
How do you say naval officer?
海军军官
A couple of days later, Chen Dagang calls Clara to say that he won't be in class.
我今天不来了，我病了。
Repeat the verb to get sick.
病，病，病。
The verb 病 to get sick is a process verb. As the name implies, a process verb describes change from one state to another, like the change from raw to cooked, or the change from frozen to thawed. Here the change is from healthy to ill. Repeat, I'm sick, or more literally, I've gotten sick.
我病了。我病了。
The marker le in this sentence signals the completion of the process. That is, he's no longer just coming down with something, he's got it. How do you say, I'm sick?
我病了。
Now repeat, I'm not coming today.
我今天不来了。我今天不来了。
Notice the use of the marker le for new situation to indicate that there's a change. The change is in his usual routine. Today he won't be coming to school. Repeat, I'm not coming today, I'm sick.
我今天不来了。我病了。我今天不来了。我病了。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I'm not coming today. I'm sick.
我今天不来了。我病了。
A day or two later, Chen Dagang is back at school. He talks with Clara.
今天好了没有？
今天好了。
Repeat, are you better today?
今天好了没有？今天好了没有？
Here the verb 好 is the process verb to get better, to become well.Not the state verb to be good or well. As a process verb, 好 can occur with combined le, which shows both that the process is completed and that a new situation has occurred. Repeat again. Are you better today?
今天好了没有？今天好了没有？
Notice that the question here is formed using 没有, not 吗. This can be done whenever the sentence includes a marker le for completed action. How do you say, are you better today?
今天好了没有？
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply. Are you better today?
今天好了没有？
今天好了。
Again.
今天好了没有？
今天好了。
Now let's review what's been covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one. Do you have any more classes today?
你今天还有课吗？
I don't have any more classes.
没有课了。
Number two, how long did you study English?
你从前念英文念了多久？
I studied English for 4 years. Number three, what are you studying now?
你现在念什么呢？
I'm studying French.
我念法文呢。
Number four, how long have you been studying French?
你念法文念了多久了？
I've been studying it for 1 year.
我念了一年了。
Number 5. Last year I couldn't write Chinese characters.
去年我还不会写中国字。
Now I can write them a little.
现在我会写一点了。
Number 6. Is your father a military man?
你父亲是军人吗？
Yes, he's a naval officer.
是，他是海军军官。
Number 7. I'm not coming today.
我今天不来了。
I'm sick.
我病了。
Number 8. Are you better today?
今天好了没有？
I'm all right today.
今天好了。
This is the end of the tape.And of Biographic Information, Unit 8, Production Tape 1.